For today's In Touch, we start a discussion with Iowa Department of Natural Resources fisheries biologist Chad Dolan about the types of fish that used to be found in Lake Darling and the types of fish that they'll be putting in the newly restored Lake Darling.
Before we get to what will be in Lake Darling, let's look at before the restoration started. What kind of fish were to be found there in the old Lake Darling?
In the old Lake Darling, we had bluegills, largemouth bass, channel catfish, crappies, mainly black crappies and white crappies, and at a certain period of time there that Darling was operational, white crappies probably dominant. They tolerate turbid water a lot better than black crappies. And, as Darling started to clear up just before we started the major portions of the restoration, black crappies tended to become more dominant once again. And then we had flathead catfish, and those were added historically because the lake got so turbid that growth of the fish in Lake Darling was relatively stunted in a lot of respects in order to provide people a decent fishery or a good chance at catching a very large fish. Flatheads were stocked at that point in time. And at some point in time, Lake Darling also had gizzard shad, which is a prey species that really isn't desirable in inland lakes. And the flatheads helped control numbers of that particular species. And eventually, real hard winter, much like the one we just had this past year, removed the gizzard shad from Lake Darling.
Were those fish all put there by the DNR?
No, they were not. Gizzard shad being the one that definitely, was not placed in Lake Darling. And what typically happens is one of two things. I mean, a forage fish, mainly in large southern reservoirs, and of course, the South is known for producing, big bass. And fishermen, anglers get the impression that moving something like gizzard shad to Iowa impoundments will yield the same result, and that's big bass. And the fact is that just doesn't happen here. Gizzard shad, like I said, is a species that although, you typically see large schools of small fish, they can grow big. They do so very quickly, and they don't provide any forage anymore, yet they're still utilizing resources in the community. And they're more tolerant to winter temperatures than other shad species. There's the threadfin shad that's present down south that, wouldn't be able to tolerate northern temperatures. But you get these fish surviving. Obviously, if they survive and they're having a negative impact on the environment, they can be a problem. So we definitely didn't stock those. The remaining fish, absolutely, they were stocked by the DNR at some point in time. There were other fish present in Lake Darling, but you got to consider that Lake Darling was created by impounding Honey Creek, and fish present in the stream that existed already prior to the lake's impoundment. And, some of those proliferated when the lake was full. Those include something like orange-spotted sunfish or even bullhead. But typically, your big predator, like your largemouth bass, are going to control those sort of prey fishes, and they were only a minor part of the community. And one thing that I didn't mention is at some point in time, tiger muskie were stocked in Lake Darling, but they were a large predator species that were found to inherit the gene for intolerance to warm temperatures, and that's a northern pike trait. A tiger muskie is a cross between a northern and a muskellunge. They inherited that trait of the northern to not tolerate warm temperatures. So obviously in southeast Iowa, when temperatures got really high and water temperatures warmed up, they didn't fare too well. And at some point thereafter, they went to straight muskie stockings, pure strain muskie. And after about 2 years, that subsided. And mainly it was due to there were higher priority locations within the state where they viewed, in terms of muskie success, these fish would do way better than a Lake Darling. And they were very expensive to produce back when they were stocking them in Lake Darling. And so they were targeting these higher priority areas, and that sort of stocking stopped. And we've just not had a need to restart that stocking. Currently, they're much cheaper to produce, but we have other lakes that are more amenable to their stocking, such as Lost Grove Lake over near Eldridge, Iowa, or Big Hollow Lake down near Burlington.
Looking at Lake Darling, when will you start stocking it with some fish?
Well, as a matter of fact, we're going to begin restocking it on Wednesday, April 2nd. And what we'll stock first are bluegills. And we're supposed to get in the neighborhood of 152,000. At least that's what we've requested. Speaking with the hatchery manager, Fairport Hatchery, that's going to be the entity responsible for delivering the fish. They might be a little bit bigger than we're used to. Typically, we expect 1 to 2 inch fingerling stock when we request them. But these fish are coming out of Missouri, you know, on trade. They've traded with Hunnewell Hatchery in Hunnewell, Missouri. And these fish have been held over winter, and they've got a little bit warmer temperature situation down there in Missouri. And these fish may be slightly larger, I don't know, 3-4 inches, maybe even some a little bit bigger. So it's likely that, you know, our overall numbers may be slightly less than what we requested. But then again, we're getting much bigger stock, a much more fit stock that will do quite well and will be closer to the point where they can reproduce and fill the lake, so to speak, through reproduction.
That was part one of my conversation with Iowa DNR fisheries biologist Chad Dolan. Tune in tomorrow for part two. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.